You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Before we get things going, we're going to take a look at how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been a very interesting day of movements. I'm joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at the market movements and try and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you. US markets, or US dollar actually, starting with the dollar, came back with a vengeance today, causing havoc in the markets. I mean, equities were down, gold prices feeling it as well. It looks as though the US dollar wouldn't give up as we closed out the month.
Absolutely. And I suppose because so many things are priced in US dollars, just when you get a US dollar move like we have today, it feels like everything else is falling when really it's just the dollar getting a bit stronger. If you look at the dollar index, which is a basket of essentially the six biggest trading partners of the U.S., a basket of their currencies against the U.S. dollar, that up about 0.25% for the day. So yeah, that's a big move. It's still down around 1% for the month, but we've seen a lot of dollar weakness feeding through. But as you say, that impacted just about everything from the gold price, which is down just under 1%. Our market also really feeling the pain. Looking at the headline level, the top 40 down around 1.26% at the close. The resources, as you said, really taking the brunt of it, down just under 2%. The financials also down almost 1.5%, while the industrial index was down 0.78%. So every sub-index falling as well. The local currency, so the Rand out to 17.24, really bouncing off that 17 Rand level. Although it is over 3% stronger for the month. So it just seems, inter-month end, inter-quarter end, I don't know, maybe people are doing a little bit of window dressing. We're just getting a little bit of a kickback on the moves that we see in the month and a little bit of a reversal into the close.
Gary, when we look at that Rand performance, you touched on it now to say that we are still up 3% for the month against the dollar, but we didn't have a better day against any of the other major currencies either. It's seemingly that the Rand gave back some ground against all the majors.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the Rand is always going to be the proxy for the kind of emerging markets, developed market trade. But there's a lot of reasons that the Rand has strengthened as aggressively as it is. So the first is the interest rate differential. So, with the Fed cutting interest rates by 50 basis points and the South African Reserve Bank only cutting by 25. And also, if you look at the timing of the meetings going out, over the next 3 months, it does look like there is the potential for that interest rate differential to widen even further. And what that means is, in the simplest terms for listeners, if you had to put money in a bank account in dollars, you're going to get slightly less, relatively speaking, to what you would have gotten in Rand, even accounting for the currency weakness on the aggregate currency weakness. So it's that's the one thing playing into it. But also the idea that last week we had that announcement around the potential for Chinese stimulus, Chinese central bank saying that, the RRR requirement was going to come down. They're also, their 7-day reverse repo is also coming down. So really a lot of stimulus coming into their market, not just to support their stock market, but to support their property sector as well. That is very good news for commodities. And of course, South Africa is inexorably linked to global commodity markets. So when an economy like China is stimulating, that is naturally very good for a currency like the Rand. And the correlation between commodity prices and the Rand is well documented, and the correlation is very, very high. So yes, that has been optimistic, and maybe you're seeing a little bit of profit taking on that. But at the same time, we are hearing, I suppose, the political ructions, over the weekend as well. And I think, there's been a lot of optimism around the GNU, and that definitely has fed into the local unit. Also, the fact that we haven't had load shedding has fed into the local currency as well. So maybe again a little bit of profit taking into the end of the month, and everyone looking at kind of just above 17 Rand to the dollar and saying, wait a minute, maybe this is a little bit too much, a little bit too quickly, and a little bit of sanity coming back, and a little bit of a natural retracement. Of course, we did, just on the economic front though, we did also get a surprise on our trade account. Surplus narrowing more than was expected. So based on Bloomberg consensus, we're expecting a 19.1 billion rand surplus. We only got a 5.6 billion surplus, which is also a big miss. I didn't see an actual movement on the number, but we have lost to kind of another 7 cents to the dollar after that. So maybe that also feeding into it a little bit.
That could definitely have fed into the local sentiment, especially on the rand side of things. Gary, you touched on the international markets and that Chinese stimulus. Chinese markets having a bolster of a day today, but at the same time, Japanese markets having a torrid day. What's happening internationally?
Yeah, so again, the Chinese stimulus measures are significant for their economy. It's as I said, the triple R cuts, which are essentially the reserve ratio requirements. So it's what the banks in China have to hold in reserve, and essentially what they have to lend out. So China has cut that by 50 basis points. So that is a massive stimulus that will feed into the markets. The 7-day reverse repo, that was cut by 25 basis points. So also another stimulus mechanism that the Chinese authorities can use. And this is all, as I said, very, very positive for commodity markets. And yes, we understand that China has demographic issues. They have a problem in their property sector. We understand, there are plenty of issues around China. But if you go and look at Chinese stocks at the moment, they are just so incredibly cheap. And when you get, positive noises from the from Chinese authorities saying that they will support the stock market and that they're putting measures in place to support the stock market, it's almost the Chinese equivalent of don't fight the Fed. If the Chinese authorities want Chinese stocks to go up, they're going to go up. And you will see a good day on Chinese markets, or a good couple of days. On the other hand, Japan is in a very, very different position. If you look at the debt-to-GDP ratio in Japan, I mean, you're well above 200%. We saw the panic when the central bank raised interest rates, or the Bank of Japan raised its interest rates last time. I mean, that caused a global strain within financial markets. So Japan in a very, very difficult situation at the moment. Their inflation is increasing, but they have very limited tools to moderate that, given their high debt-to-GDP. The high levels of debt. So Japan, a very different economy to China. And I think it kind of does, to an extent, explain the differential, but also maybe a little bit of a move towards safe havens as well. So if you have a look at the yen was a little bit weaker today as well. So that was down 2%. So maybe not as much safe haven flow. But two very different economies. And also, like I said, you always get sort of strange pricing into the end of the month.
Very interesting developments internationally. Gary, I want to come back to local movements for a second. We got an update from SPAR. What did they have to say?
So SPAR also interesting. So this was a 47 week sales update, at least, very, very difficult environment. So it wasn't a large move in the share price on the back of the trading update. Stock was flat for most of the day, but it speaks to how difficult things are on the ground for SPAR. Now, SPAR is a fairly well-diversified global business. So they've obviously got their operations in Switzerland as well. In franc terms, they did fairly well. So they saw a 5.8% lift in francs, a 5.8% loss in francs, but a 0.8% lift in ZAR. So there was that currency translation. Looking at their Poland business as well, that also in zloty terms actually falling slightly. So a little bit tough there as well. BWG, which is their Irish business, also feeling the effects, just highlighting the Brexit effect as well, just saying that things are difficult. Locally speaking, their total group revenue was up 4.1%, and obviously highlighting exchange rate fluctuations within that. But if you just strip out SPAR South Africa, sales up 3.5%, Builded sales only up 1.2%. So, very, very difficult operating environment. We're obviously in a high interest rate portion of the cycle, but SPAR just struggling compared to some of the other retailers, the likes of ShopRite, for example. And if you look at it, part of the reason for that is their more decentralized business model. Instead of, having all the corporate stores and being able to leverage that, the technology around their loyalty cards, etc., launching things like Pick and Pay ASAP or Checker 6060, SPAR finds that a lot more difficult because it's a franchise model. On the positives, though, obviously less load shedding, that has fed into things, but you do get the sense that the consumer in South Africa is still very strained.
Gary, what are we looking forward to for this week? It looks as though there's a couple of US earnings reports that are starting to trickle in, not really earnings season kicking off just yet. What are we looking forward to in terms of data points?
Yeah, so it's actually a fairly big data week this week. So of course the big one is always going to be the non-farm payroll number, which is going to be out on Friday. It comes out the first Friday of every month, and we are expecting around 140,000 new jobs to be added. We're not expecting a change in the unemployment rate. So the unemployment rate in the U.S. printed at 4.2%. We're expecting it to come in line again at 4.2%, and this will have a big impact on whether or not the Fed cuts interest rates by another 50 basis points or by the 25 basis point level. So currently, if you look at Fed funds futures, there's about a 40% chance we'll get another 0.5%. If that happens, we're going to see the rand get very, very strong very, very quickly. That's the one big that's a big labor market number. We're going to get kind of a pre-labor market number in terms of the JOLTS job openings tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. That'll also definitely be interesting to watch. We've of course got the Fed chair speaking this evening too. So all of this will feed into those expectations around interest rate cuts. It will move our local currency and certainly move the dollar as well. We obviously have European Union inflation out tomorrow as well. Consensus is for a further reduction in the European Union. Previously they printed at 2.2%. We're expecting that to go down to around 1.9. And then a whole raft of PMI numbers coming out throughout, just to give us a gauge of what's happening in global economies, from services to manufacturing and that. And I think the message that, if I had to look at them all in composite, is that it is difficult out there. We're starting to see a real slowdown given the higher interest rates and the tighter monetary policy. And while you do have the likes of the ISM services PMI in the US still quite robust, still we're expecting that to print at 51.6, which is still an expansionary territory. If you look at the to tomorrow's ISM manufacturing PMI, that expected to print at 47.5 in the US, showing that it's in contractionary territory. So the story that they're telling is that it is difficult out there, and that there are real concerns around global growth going forward.
Certainly a lot to look forward to this week. It's going to be a busy week. We'll have to see how it all shapes up and what we make of it as the week progresses. Thank you so much, Gary, as always, for the time and for the insights. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, joining me to take a look at the market movements as we kick off the week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.